afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me today in the co-host chair is April Richardson. Hello, April.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being on time, and I'm sorry that our last show went a little bit long.
How dare you?
You seem to sit over there and you're texting up a storm.
Yeah, you know, it's like girl stuff.
Who are you contacting? Were you texting with Tony Visconti? Was he texting with you?
I get what you're doing. No, it wasn't actually me and a couple. It was girl time because me, it's like, you know, we got dumped recently. So we're all like,
who got dumped?
It's a long story. Me and my friend. And so we were talking about like, and then now some of our exes are trying to be like, wait. And we're like, what do you mean? Wait, too late now kind of thing.
Well, this is like high school stuff.
It's kind of high school stuff.
What are with these dudes?
I'm finding interestingly, I will say this, a little peek into my private life.
All right.
During the holidays, I got a few texts from past dudes that were a little like, so, like, what's up now? And I'm like, no, nothing's up now. It's too late. What are you talking about? You're from dudes from like years ago where I'm like, what are you talking about?
They were playing Matthew McConaughey's Ghosts of Girlfriends Past a lot.
Oh, yeah. And reminiscing.
That might have been
what?
Yeah, it's weird.
All right.
So that's like a weird thing I'm dealing with.
I didn't know that stuff happened like later in life.
Well, it does if you're not married.
I guess so.
Even though I did get a couple of texts from like married dudes. They weren't, and it wasn't grossly blatant like, what's up? It was just kind of weirdly like, I wish, And I'm like, sorry about it. Like that was years ago.
Yeah, what are you
talking about?
Yeah, what is your response to that? Do you ignore it or do you go, what?
I go, what? Like at first, there was one from a friend of mine and I thought he was like joking. So I was like, ha ha. And then I wrote back and was like, oh, wait, are you serious? And he's like, I'm just saying, what if kind of thing. And I'm like, well, I don't know, because that's a weird thing to think about. I don't know. It's weird.
Look, that's these are desperation texts as far as I'm concerned.
And then, so my friend, like her ex texted the night, like, I miss you style. And they've been broken up for years. And she's just like, okay, it's been years. And what are you talking about?
And why are you a good thing now?
That's my thing with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, dog, you dumped me. So it's like, why is it now a bad idea?
I mean,
or a good, whatever.
This is like when the Tour de France and they're going to disqualify, what's his name?
Yeah, it's like, you no longer qualify to be my dude.
Yeah, so
the only thing,
they just go back and retroactive, like go down the list.
See, now you guys are making me, I'm thinking, now I feel like a dummy. Because I'm like, oh, they miss me specifically. And y'all are like, no, they have boners and they're looking for somebody to say yes.
I think that
I'm down, way down on the list.
How about this? How about they were like, when we dated before April was here and now her profile might be up. So maybe it would be, you know, maybe because, so you don't want to answer these guys because I don't think they really want.
I don't answer them necessarily favorably. I'm just like, are you kidding? Like,
Were there any that came through that were you like, oh, yeah, okay.
Funnily enough, there was one guy, I don't want to be given too much away. One guy who I was like so in love with when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I would have given anything in the world to have dated him. And we never dated. And then, but, you know, I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of funny when I was kind of hearing that stuff from him. I'm like, I wanted to hear this like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But now I'm not into it. Like, sorry you didn't realize then what a fine piece this is.
And you might not have anything in common with him now from teenage.
No, we still
April.
Do. We still talk like all the time. Like, we're friends, but I was just like,
It's Tony Visconti.
Tony Visconti. No, it's not. Could you put your mic down a little, just so, like this, towards you. There you go,
yeah,
a little
is that
bit
better?
Like that. Yeah, okay. That's great.
Anyway, this is a very weird start to the show.
I know, that is a weird start, because it has nothing to do with our topic.
It has nothing to do with anything.
Nothing. I just asked how you were doing.
It's weird.
But, all right, well, good to see you. I'm glad you're back.
Yes.
I want you to introduce this topic, because you came up with this, and this was not even a topic that I really would have ever thought of, I don't think. And it's, and I think everyone's iTunes library has songs like this. So go ahead. Tell everyone what we're doing today.
Well, my idea when I pitched it to you, it's just one song. It's people that you have only one song of in your library.
Right.
And it came from me because I grew up trading mixtapes like crazy as a kid. Mm-hmm. And so there would be several mixtapes and even some of these are going to be kind of bad quality because I ripped them from cassette tapes because there's such one song that like I couldn't even find anything else by this band or anything. And so there's songs that like stood out to me as like, oh, this is awesome. And no matter what I did, I couldn't find anything else by these people. Or I actually have a couple of them where their songs where everything else by this person is so terrible that I only have this one song.
So, for example, you're never going to only have one Beatles song.
Right.
That's not going to happen. But these artists.
Yeah. Some of these people, like even after much hard work and the advent of the internet, I've still yet to find out any other information about them.
Yeah, and when I was looking for these groups in my iTunes, I had forgotten about many of these artists and many of these songs. Oh, yeah, I have that one song in here.
Right.
So I'm going to let you start it up.
Oh, okay. What am I going to kick it off with?
You want me to start it, don't you? Because you decide what you're going to play by what I played.
Well, I'm trying to think of what I can kick it off because actually this song started the idea. This is Teenage Girl Crush is the name of the song. And the name of this band is Angelica. And this is a song that a friend of mine put on a mixtape for me seriously when I was like a teenager. And I remember weirdly. Yes, I couldn't find as a teenager pre-internet, couldn't find anything else about this band. And then I brought up the Beautiful South last show. It turns out they heard this song and they had them open for them on some shows. And even with the advent of the internet, I haven't really found any other MP3s or anything by this band, but it's, this is ripped from a tape. So it's like not great quality, but it's Teenage Girl Crush. You can drop the needle a little bit into it.
That girl, I can see you watching her, looking up her red and skirt. Why don't you look at me like you look at that girl? I can see you watching her, looking up her red and skirt. Just a teenage girl crush, just a teenage girl crush, just a teenage girl crush, just a teenage girl. Met him at the sixth form disco, wouldn't it be nice if we could go somewhere? I'd like to take him home with me. I cook him something nice for tea, and then we go up to my room and do the things we shouldn't do.
Yeah, so it's like a group of teenage girls in England, and I think that they put out a few 7-inches or something, which if I worked really hard, I'm sure I could get now, but that's the only song of theirs that I have from when I got that mixtape when I was like 15.
And you like the song, but you've never looked for other music by them.
Now, when we were putting this together, I was looking on iTunes to see if I could just buy it immediately.
Right.
But of course, there's nothing on there. Yeah. So if I really searched like Gem or some, you know, indie record site, I could probably find their 7-inches.
All right, great.
Yeah.
My first song is a song that I heard in the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's when Judge Reinhold is washing his car.
Right.
And this is a band called The Ravens, and they're from Baltimore. And they had an EP out, and I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But this song is called Raised on the Radio.
That's a jam.
I love it. And I might like this whole EP, but I just never looked for it. And
you just had it from the soundtrack.
Yeah, I just have that from the soundtrack. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. The Ravens? I don't even have that soundtrack.
It's a Y instead of an E.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's R-A-V-Y-N-S.
Okay.
Ravens. Yeah.
Pinstroke. Okay. Yeah, I don't even have that soundtrack. But that was a jam. I'll totally get that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Okay. This next song is called Comeback. And this is the same kind of story. This was my friend Angela put this on a mixtape for me when I was a teenager. Totally obsessed with it. Ripped it from the cassette. Can't find. I looked online yesterday and it says that they are like from Switzerland or something, I want to say. But I couldn't find anything else. and haven't for years, but this song rules. I've put this song on other mixtapes, even the rip I have from this tape. So,
where do you want me to drop it in?
Where? Anywhere. Anywhere is cool.
Somewhere far away into dawn, flight attendant digging deep inside my soul. I want to swing this time and run swing from the roof of this little room inside which I hide under neon light. Thistle crack and thistle crack. Come back, come back, come back, come back. Turn and run, can catch your breath. Turn and run, can catch your breath. Come back, come back, come back, come back. Turn and run, can catch your breath. Turn and run, can catch your breath.
This is, I mean, that's a 7-inch onto a cassette tape that I then rent to
MP3.
So that's not great quality, but it's a great song.
That's like 7 generations
exactly.
Deep.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's like not the best quality, but it's such a jam.
What I like about this is because we're these bands are bands that we aren't super familiar with, so we're giving a lot of backstory,
yeah,
so that people know where these songs come from, and
I hope that's okay.
That's good. That, okay, no, yeah. Because like this next song I'm going to play is from a band called Bourgeois Tag, and
okay.
I know, and it's two guys. It's Brent Thomas Bourgeois and Larry Tag.
Okay,
and I don't even know when I heard this song first, but it's from an album called Yo-Yo.
Wait, that one guy looks like Alan Thicke.
Who are, I know,
Tag.
Yeah.
Tag looks like Alan Thicke.
And it's from an album called Yo-Yo, and it's produced by Todd Rundgren.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I don't know what movie this might have been in or where I heard this or if it got a little bit of play, but this song is called I Don't Mind at All.
Okay.
The time for talking's over now. I guess it's time to let you go. But I don't. No, I don't mind at all. It's getting so you never know when things are better left alone. But I don't. No, I don't mind at all. It's important to me.
That's the gist of it. Sounds very Beatlesque.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know why I have that song or where I remember it from, but I like that song a lot.
I feel like I know who they are only because I feel like Chip Pope would have something. I don't know. Maybe I'm mixing them up with like Lansing Drayden or something just because it's like two dudes' last names.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's something
Ask
he might
him,
know
it's,
about.
Yeah, it's they only had 2 albums. And this was the second and last.
Wait, and how is that on a? How do you have that one song?
That is, I did find that on iTunes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like you specifically searched it out that one.
Yeah,
song.
It popped in my head one day, and I was like, "What was that song? I Don't Mind at All." That was by, and I remember the name of the band, and I just typed it in. I
right.
do that sometimes.
How could you remember the name of that band?
It's so
never
weird.
In a million years.
Bourgeois Tag, and I'm a Rundgren fan, so I kind of
right,
remembered
right.
that too. Like, oh yeah, I think Rundgren produced that, and yeah, it's just I don't know why. Yeah, again, I don't know why
that's
or how,
crazy.
But there it is.
That's crazy. I'm also a little suspect if those names are actually on those two dudes' birth certificates. Yeah. Call shenanigans on somebody's last name being Bourgeois.
Well, Larry Tag, that's got to be his name.
Yeah,
right?
I guess that's possible.
So that
that's
guy
more
got strapped
possible.
With that boring
yeah.
name.
Okay, this next song I want to play is called 87 Sundays. And if it's okay, I want to play a little longer thing because, okay, this song breaks my heart into a million pieces. I think it's so great and beautiful.
Okay.
And it's relatively recent. The weird thing is it's from like, well, I got it on a mixtape for my friend Dave Rotheray in like 2004 mm-hmm. or something. And, you know, so I already had the internet then. So I'm like, I got to find more about this lady. And I found her AllMusic entry. And even that is like, this is the only known recording this lady ever made. Nobody knows who this is. Her name's Ruth. It's just Ruth, R-U-T-H.
That's it? Just Ruth?
Just Ruth is the name on the thing. And even when you look it up, it's like, yeah, she's an obscure folk singer from the 60s or something. And this is her only known recording.
Yeah.
And it's just a beautiful song.
Wow.
It's so sad. It's so sad, but so beautiful.
When I came up to London, was nearly 2 years ago, and you showed up and made it plain that you wanted to know.
walked the King's Road up and down, and everybody knew that every hour of each 24 I was spending with you.
Sad.
Is that giving you a chill?
Yeah, I love it. And I was so bummed when I went to look her up because I was like, oh, I can't wait to buy everything this lady ever did. And that's it.
That's it. How many Sundays again?
87.
See, now for my next song, I'm torn. I have a song that has a number in it. And then but I also have a song that's by a woman that just has her first name.
Ooh.
So which one should I do, the number or the name?
Name, probably.
Yeah, do the name.
Okay, bump that up and let's play. This is an artist from 2000. Her name's Kina.
Okay.
K-I-N-A. She's African-American.
Uh-huh.
And she was on DreamWorks Records. And my wife was a script reader at DreamWorks at the time. And she brought this CD. Oh, this was free. They gave it to everyone. And then she was also on Tonight Show with Jay Leno performing this song. And then just disappeared. And this song is called Girl from the Gutter. And this is Kina from 2000.
Okay.
For all the things you said I never do, for all the things you said that were untrue, for all the times you made me feel, said I'd never make it on my own. Things are looking up for me now. It seems like karma's making its rounds. It's my you too. You gotta pay for the things you put me through. I hope you do. I hope you do. Yeah, yeah. I hope your hell is filled with a magazine.
I totally remember the song.
Yeah.
I remember the video.
Hey, just see a big picture of me.
Chorus is coming up.
And every picture a captain should read.
I totally remember that.
Now, it says on Wikipedia, her name is Kina Cosper. She's from Detroit. This was her only solo album.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, Girl from the Gutter was followed by a single called Me, which peaked at number 3.
And then that was it.
Yeah, I don't know what happens to this. It's crazy.
What is she doing? Is she, like, producing now or anything?
Doesn't have any other information. Doesn't have a website. Doesn't have anything. That's it.
That's crazy.
What we should do is make a thread on the Rock Solid active board.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, do you know where these people... Yeah, do you have info? I will take it.
Info on these people. That's a good idea.
If anybody knows who Ruth is, give me a call.
I know, Ruth.
Or if you... or maybe you have a band that you don't, or like you don't have a song or something, or you have a song, you don't know who it's by, anything like that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Let's get music to the masses.
Yeah, I'll have to send you the link actually because I sent it to Chip recently. Did you see the thing recently? Or maybe it was even Gary that posted it, like that there's a huge, it was on Boing Boing or something, but it was like the longest thread ever where this guy posted a link to this YouTube song. Like, I don't know who this is. I love the song.
Yeah.
And, like, no one could figure it out. It had, like, thousands of responses, and, like, no one could figure out the song or the band. It was just, like, a clip from...
And there's still no...
It was some song
answer?
In, like, the 90s. Yeah, and, like, no one can figure out who it is.
It's a bourgeois tag.
What if it was? Well, I sent it to Chip, because I'm like, I'm sure you could figure this out in 2 seconds. And even he was like, I have no idea. He's a walking music encyclopedia, and he's like, I don't know what this is.
That's great.
Yeah. I'll have to find it and send it to you. Okay, this next song.
All right.
It's called Super Brooklyn. It's maybe one of my favorite songs in the history of the world. Let me tell you why I know what this song is. It's by these guys. Well, they go by, for this, they're the Coco Brothers, but they're normally the dudes in Smith & Wesson. This is the only Coco Brothers song I have. And I'm saying it like that because it's spelled with a V.
Is it?
Yes. Now, this came about because my best friend in Atlanta, Georgia, is my friend Millie. We've been friends for 20 years. We used to play Mario Brothers all the time. And we're like, I don't understand why anybody's never rapped over Super Mario Brothers beat. They're pretty sick beats. You could totally rap over them. And this is years ago, we're thinking this, and then I tweeted it. Like, has anybody done that? My friend Cornell Reed was like, boom, this person did it. Play this song. It's so good. It's so good.
ST, what I represent. NY, hold it down for my peeps in the veil and do or die for the record, let it be known. Chrome conceal and any one of these niggas can blow your grill. Show your skill, you want war? Hold your steel. You want more? Unload text, you all can feel. Raw deal, you all peel. Run for the hills, run for your shield. The battlefield's blasting at will.
Smoke dog, you know my name.
I'm trying to get to the chorus.
Be the same till the day that I'm laid down. Niggas push me to the point, got a spray round. Take a street like for a game, acting like clowns. Always playing. You ain't busting off, just shooting the breeze. Cause you scared of the repercussion after the squeeze. You ain't been through what I did just to get where I'm at. Streets where I rap and BK where I be at. Cause Brooklyn where we live at.
Brooklyn.
Juggling the good trap.
Brooklyn.
Handling them big
ass.
Brooklyn. My army got my big ass.
It's them straight up rapping over Super Mario Brothers.
Hit the N-word in there.
Well, you know, they're allowed to say it.
Yeah, they can.
But it's amazing. But they obviously couldn't release it because all it is Super Mario. They'd get sued.
Right.
Because they're not even sampling it. They're just rapping right over it. But
and you don't own anything else by these guys.
No, but I should. But unless they're just rapping over more Super Mario. I want somebody to rap over the Water World. I don't know. That
maybe they
could
make
a,
maybe they could make someone could make a whole a compilation album where guys rap over all different types of
eighties
video games.
It would just be a matter of getting the rights to that stuff. Yeah. But that's an excellent idea. I would totally buy that.
If they could get the rights for Wreck-It Ralph, they can get the rights for this. Switch my next two. You know what they are. This is one of my favorite songs. Like this is one of my, I call it a mental patient song because I could listen to this in a loop over and over and over. And the whole album is available on iTunes. And when I listen through it, I don't care for it, but this song, I love. This song is called Mary's Prayer. It's by, the album's called Meet Danny Wilson. The artist is Danny Wilson. It's from 1987 and started right from the top.
Everything is wonderful. Being here is heavenly. Every single day she says everything is free. I used to be so careless, as if I couldn't care less. Did I have to make this mess when I was Mary's prayer? Suddenly the heavens roll.
I don't know what it is about that, but I love that song.
It sounds like ABC to me a little bit.
Yeah, it does. You're exactly
he
right.
He kind of sounds like Martin Fry to me
yes.
a little bit.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
And,
so I'm into that.
And I would think, oh, I'm going to like this whole album. And then I don't.
Right.
I just have this one song.
How did you hear that song first? Like,
I think I just heard it on the radio. Thing? Like, you know that weird time when maybe this song got two plays on the radio?
Right.
And you're like,
and
hey,
you
what is that?
Catch it. Yeah,
I happen
yeah.
to catch it and remember it or write it down.
Yeah.
And so... I would always, that was a song I would always look for on iTunes and it would never be there. It would never be there. And all of a sudden it just popped up. Oh,
right.
Now finally available. So,
and then the rest isn't good, huh?
Not to me, but you know, just listening to that right now, later tonight, I'm going to go back in and I'm going to go, okay, let me check it out again.
Right.
Nope. Still.
It still stinks. The rest of it still stinks.
Right.
Okay. Well then speaking of things that stink, the next song I'm going to play is a song called Lonely No More. Now hear me out, everybody.
Lonely No More.
I can't stand Matchbox 20. I don't like any of that dad rock. I don't like Train. Those are dudes. No, but I mean.
Oh, he hates Train.
That's what I'm saying. It's dads that like, I've refinished the basement so I can rock in it. Like, let's go down there with our bands and our leather pants from Wilson's The Leather Experts dads and rock out. Like,
honey, I'm going to paint the girl's bedroom. So I'm going to be listening to some of my music in there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's Train or Matchbox 20. So I hate that shit.
I have Train and Matchbox 20.
But I also hate Rob Thomas. Like, you know, he's the guy, but this song,
Rob Thomas is smooth.
Featuring Carlos Santana.
Yes.
No. This song is called Lonely No More. This is a Rob Thomas solo jam. Please believe I do not own any other Rob Thomas. And I'm not even like a guilty pleasure person. I'm usually like, you like whatever you want, whatever. But like, I hate that guy. But this song is so good.
This is Lonely No More. Is
yes.
that what you said?
Now, the artist in here is named not Rob Thomas.
Okay, let me tell you that.
Why'd you do that?
Because when I had my last FM account and I first got this, I changed. Not only did I, it said not Rob Thomas. And then like the MP3 coding, I put like, this is also not Lonely No More. I'm not listening to this. So when it came up on the thing, I wouldn't have any hit. Like, it wouldn't look like I'd been listening to Rob Thomas. I was like so embarrassed by it.
This is a jam though.
But it's such a good song and the chorus is so good. Okay, sorry. Yeah, Rob Thomas, Lonely No More.
Now it seems to me that you know just what to say.
I hate that I love it so much.
Words. Can you show me something it means? Can you swear to me that you'll always be this way? Show me how you feel more than ever, baby. I don't wanna be lonely no more. I don't wanna have to pay for this.
Yeah, just know it took everything right then to not sing along with every word. And those, and, whoa, and the chorus, like, that kills, dude.
And I think this has got a cool video, too, where, like, the room is
where it's, like, all
rocking
yeah.
and changing.
I mean, it'd be cool if I didn't have to look at that guy's face, but, like, yes.
It has, like, a Latin feel to it.
I'm normally not into that either, but, like, for that song, just I remember the first time I heard it, and I'm like, why do I have to like this so much?
Yeah, keep that music at your taco hut. Yeah. I don't need that coming out of my speakers.
And, I mean, the thing that sucks, too, is Rob Thomas seems like a perfectly nice guy.
Yeah.
But
just make shitty music.
Yeah, he just. But I have a whole theory about Rob Thomas and how he got like lamed out by the system and like how he might secretly be a cool dude, but like felt like he had to be this dude. I don't know. Whatever.
Sold out to make the money.
I mean, kinda. Yeah.
I think take the song that was last in my list and bring it up, because I think this artist might be the same. Like I love this song. I bet you love this artist, but this is the only song I have. Like I have Rob Thomas and Matchbox 20 in my iTunes library because I got to paint the kids' room sometimes, but I got to clean the garage. The pool needs, there's leaves in the pool. I got to put on Train, but this is the only song by this guy I own. And I love this song. This is from 1979. Play it.
Oh yeah.
This is the only song
this
I have.
Only Gary Newman song.
Only Gary Newman
no
song
way.
I have. Yeah.
I will fix that.
Okay.
Here in my car, I have to sing this of all. I can lock all my doors. It's the only way to live in cars. Here in my car, I can only receive. I can listen to you.
And you've seen the live version that he sings with Nine Inch Nails on YouTube?
I have not seen
that. Oh, you got to see that. It's crazy great.
You have you seen Erg a Music War?
No, I haven't seen Erg a Music War.
Okay, it's
Erg. I know what it is. Who's the one?
He's in it and he comes out in this crazy like contraption that he built that like he drives around the stage. You should watch it anyway because it's rad. And it also has people, it has some people that you're into in it. Like it has weirdos that I like from 1979,
like
but
Thomas
it also
No, Rob Thomas is it.
No, but I'm trying to think of who it's got a million people, but you should watch it. It's really great.
Yeah. Now I'm not saying I'm not saying Matchbox 20 and Train or my or in, even in my top list, but I do have their, I do own their songs.
Also, I feel like I forget. Yes, you're a dad. I don't mean dads across the board. Dads.
No, but I totally
think they still rock in their like refinished basement.
But I totally get what you mean because
I don't want you to take offense to my blanket dismissal of all dads because that's not where I'm.
It's totally.
You're a cool dad, Pat.
Now let's.
This is the difference.
Tell that to my 13-year-old.
Okay. Well, since Gary Newman one. I'm going to change up my thing and I'm going to play this song called Babylon, which I don't think you're going to like, but it'll fit in good with Gary Newman because when I was in
Don't judge me.
I have a feeling you're not going to be on board with it, but I was recently in Greece. I went to Greece on vacation 2 years ago. And as I do wherever I go anywhere in this country or elsewhere, go to a record store almost immediately, see what they got. And when we were there, it was me and Chip, and we asked the guy, what's some Greek new wave? We're like, what's the Greek version of like New Order, Depeche Mode?
Right.
And he did point us out some stuff, but this, he was like, these ladies weren't Greek. I think they're they were from Sweden or something, but he was like, this was really big here in the 80s. And he played the song, and I thought it ruled. And so this is the one song I have by a band called The Villies, V-Y-L-L-I-E-S.
Okay.
As introduced to me by a Greek record
and
guy.
That's a Greek word for a lady's lady part.
Well, no, they're Swedish. Swedish. Might be the Swedish word for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But this song's called Babylon. Wait till she starts singing.
I'm getting nervous.
Babylon, home for a demon. Fallen, fallen. Babylon, home of the evil. Fallen, fallen. Babylon, home for Satan. Fallen.
That no, but I'm gonna keep. Did you talk about this trip on the Mike Siegel's Travel Tales podcast?
No, I think I taped that before we went.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
All right, well, maybe next time.
Yeah,
listen to April. She's on a recent episode of Mike's podcast.
Oh, it's from like a year ago, I think. Maybe
he just put it up recently, though, didn't he?
No, I think he put it.
No,
up
I think
again.
He's just like.
Oh, he put it up again.
It.
Oh,
I think he considers it one of the greatest
one
hits
of, the greatest
of
all
his
time.
Podcast. So. That's probably what it is.
I'm going to keep with the weird, since that was
okay.
Weird. Kyle, if you could take this song and move it up by this artist.
Okay. I wish I could find more from those ladies. I'm into it. I would buy an album from those ladies.
You might know this song. This is from Lou Reed's widow, Laurie
mm-hmm.
Anderson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the only Laurie Anderson song I have. It's from an album called Home of the Brave. And this is called Language is a Virus.
I like it every day. Oh, I totally
know this song. Like where you are right now. Only much better. Saw this guy on the train, and he seemed to have gotten stuck in one of those abstract chances. And he was going. And Fred said, I think he's in some kind of pain. I think it's a pain cry. I said, pain cry, then language, it's a virus.
Language, it's a virus.
I love it.
Cool.
Yeah.
I feel bad. Bruce Springsteen's wife has been pushed down now, five or six songs.
I feel bad.
Patty Scalfa is she might get pushed out.
How many spaces has she been pushed out?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. There was an episode of Rock Solid recently where they were playing they're playing just one song, and my wife Patty's got a song from her first album that I made Columbia Records give her a recording contract to keep her off my back.
I made them.
I called up Tommy Mottola. I said, Tommy, you got to give Patty, you got to give her a contract. And he goes, I'll give her a contract, but I'm only going to give her a contract for, how many albums was it? It was 11, hey, ho!
I assume you've seen the Ben Stiller show where they do counting with Bruce Springsteen, right?
I have
it's
seen
like
that.
My phone, it's the best thing ever.
My impression is not like his, though. Because I don't wear
it's
all
better. It's better.
Thank you. I don't wear all the makeup.
Yeah.
It's your turn. I almost forgot whose turn it was. Bruce Springsteen comes. The boss comes in.
That's right. It's very distracting that he showed up today. yeah, since you did that, I'm going to do a spoken wordy thing, too. This song's called Don't. And the reason I know this song is like, probably 8 years ago,
uh-huh.
7 years ago, Billy Bragg hosted a radio show with Grant Showbiz on Q Radio. It's like this magazine in England, whatever.
So, is that the guy's real name, Grant Showbiz?
Yeah, that's on his birth certificate, Grant Showbiz. No, obviously not. But I feel
have you ever seen the
name.
Show called Bourgeois Showbiz?
Yeah.
Really good.
Touche. Why did I call out that other guy when I have a friend with the last name Showbiz? But yeah, so they played a bunch of stuff that I had never heard before. And this is one that I immediately went and downloaded. And it's the only thing I have from this guy named David Shrigley, which I then looked up, and he's an artist, which okay. this makes sense. But yeah, this song's called Don't. So you're gonna have to crank this too, because it's like totally low quality.
Don't stick your hand in the blender. Don't use the hairdryer while you're in the bath. Unplug the electric saw before you try to fix it. Don't point a crossbow at your friends. Don't trim your toenails with a carving knife. Don't climb inside old freezers in the junkyard. Don't put your nephew in the microwave. Don't summon demons with the Ouija board. Don't try to make new holes in your belt while you're still wearing it. Don't try to swim to the island. Don't throw darts at people. There is no such thing as a metal frisbee. Don't climb on the roof. Don't throw stones at me to try to attack my attention. Don't shut your eyes while you're driving. There is no such thing as a metal frisbee.
Yeah, that's it. It's kind of like it predates that Baz Luhrmann song. Remember that, like, yes. wear your sunscreen thing? It very much predates that.
First of all, I'm going to find the lyrics to this song, and I've got tweets for a week.
Yeah, oh, there, it's great.
Second, how is he not on Sesame Street singing this with Big Bird? It's teaching like, kids things not to do.
There's no such thing as a metal frisbee. Yeah, I looked him up, and he's an artist, and I mean, primarily, I think paints and stuff, like, works in those sorts of mediums, but he has put out albums, which I don't know if all the albums are him speaking like this, but I would kind of
it
buy that.
It sounds like a Russell Brand character in, like, a Judd Apatow movie.
Oh, yeah, really. Totally.
Go to see.
All the lyrics are really great.
Yeah, I like that. How long is that song?
3 minutes.
3 minutes?
Yeah.
I could hear 3 minutes of that. That's fine with me.
Yeah, and he has a nice voice. It's like a calm, soothing thing.
Let me ask you, I got to ask you this. You got a gigantic, McDonald's soda with you today.
It is a sweet tea.
It's a sweet tea.
It's a sweet tea.
Okay, that answered my question. I was going to ask if that was a diet soda, that was a regular straight-up sugar soda.
No, because I find they're the only, they do sweet tea nationwide.
Yeah, that's true.
Most places don't. When I was moving out here from Atlanta, Georgia, mm-hmm. and I was driving, my experiment was how far I could get sweet tea, and it stops like mid-Texas. They were like, what is that?
Would
and I'm
you,
like, tea with sugar in it? Why is that a regional thing?
Would you show up with that cup at Morrissey's house?
Sure. He's got nothing. There ain't no meat in this. It's not meat juice. He doesn't care if I drink sweet tea.
You're supporting those murders, though, over there at McDonald's.
Yeah, well, everybody's a murderer. More I only bought their sweet tea, though.
Everybody's a murderer.
Well, I mean, like, if
quote of
if
the
criteria is serving meat, everywhere does that.
And Morrissey, he has to learn that there's no meat in a McDonald's hamburger.
Well, right, exactly. It's like, we don't really technically know what it is.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Are you a vegetarian?
No comment.
What? I don't care.
Morrissey might be listening.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I don't know. Do I got to throw this Patty Scialfo a bone right now? What do I do?
It's only fair. Like, okay, let's play. I got to do her a solid and play this.
Okay, this is Patty Scialfo from her debut solo album called Rumble Doll, and this is called As Long As I Can Be With You.
They say there's a light in darkness shines. The change of time can have your gold and silver.
That album was produced by Mike Campbell of the Heartbreakers, and also Bruce Springsteen. How'd he get?
Yeah,
how'd she get him involved. He's on the album.
She's got connections.
Yeah, she's got connections. So that's Patty's. And I
is that the and that's the only song that you have?
It's the only song I have.
Because like that's not bad. Is it also a case of you listened to the rest of the album and you didn't like it?
It just that was the most accessible for me. I didn't really get into the rest of it.
Because that almost sounded like Pretenders to me.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But again, you know, maybe I should go back and revisit that.
Right.
But right now,
for right
just
now,
one
that's
song.
All she gets.
Just one song.
That's all she gets.
Way to go, Patty.
Okay.
That was a good one.
You made it. You made it onto rock solid.
Now get in there and make me a tuna sandwich. And I'd also like a sweet tea.
with no ice, but a twist of lemon.
Hey! He's very specific and demanding.
Very specific.
Okay, well, as we were speaking about Morrissey earlier, my next song is a song called Sea. And the reason I know this is because before his shows, he plays like a video montage of different things that he likes.
Okay.
And a lot of them are Eurovision Song Contest winners, or maybe not even winners, but contenders.
Okay.
And so it made me go look up various ones, and this is one of my favorites. And so this is all I have. This lady is an Italian lady. This was her Eurovision song entry from like the late 60s.
Okay.
It's called Sea. Her name is, I can't pronounce her name to be honest with you, Gigliola Cinquetti?
Well, that can't be right.
Is that, what do you think? How do you think you pronounce that?
I don't know.
You're not even going to give it a whirl?
Gigliola.
Gigli.
Yeah, it's probably like Gigliola Cinquetti or something.
Yeah.
Oh, this is that movie with Jennifer Lopez.
Well, this is also a really terrible version because I ripped this from YouTube where I watched her actual Eurovision thing and she's beautiful and great and it's a nice song.
All right.
It's really beautiful.
That just when she started to get crazy there for a
second.
Yeah,
that's like the chorus, but the rest of it ramps up to the chorus, and what it's really beautiful.
And where did you find this?
Well, I found that on YouTube when I was looking for like Eurovision contenders. Yeah, because I wanted to see the video. It's like a whole video of her performance, and it's so, I mean, she has big hair, and like it's 60s to a T.
And how old do you think this person is?
I think she's still alive when I looked her up.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can't, I mean, because it's a Eurovision thing, I don't think those are ever officially released. Yeah. I could be wrong, but I don't think you can just buy an album of Eurovision entries.
In America, she's known as Ruth.
That's so true. It just turns out it's the same person. I'm like, no wonder, I love it.
Well, that was interesting. That's what I can say about that.
Well, if you heard the beginning, maybe if you heard the whole thing, you'd like more. I mean, that's just like where they go balls out at the chorus.
Well, that's okay, because I don't think you're going to like this next song.
Okay.
Kyle, take the song from 1982. Okay. The artist is, you know what I'm talking about? Moving?
Yeah.
Okay. This song is from 1982. It's by the band is called Moving Pictures. It's from an album called Days of Innocence. And this is another song that was in my head, and I would always check iTunes to try to find it.
Okay.
And I could never find it. And then one day it just turned up. I heard this on the radio in 1982, and I don't even know. I don't even know. Well, what do I want to say? I can't even talk. Edit all this out. This might have, this could have maybe been played on the last episode I did with Chrissy Stratton, the Power Ballad episode. This is called What About Me? I don't know where this band went to or where they're from or what they did, but this is a song that I heard.
What's the band called?
Moving Pictures.
Okay.
There's a little boy waiting at the counter of a corner shop. He's been waiting down there, waiting half a day. They never ever see him from the top. He gets pushed around, knocked to the ground. He gets to his feet and he says, what about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough. Now I want my share. Can't you see? I want to live. But you just take more than you give.
I swear to God, if I had to write, I would be like, what would it sound like if Elton John and Bruce Springsteen had a kid?
Oh,
that's exactly
that's not
what
bad.
That sounds like.
This was actually on Christie's last list, but she didn't play it.
It really was?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that's hysterical. Yeah. This okay, I found out a little information about them. They're from Australia, from Sydney.
Oh, wow.
And
that couldn't sound more Americana if it tried. Like, you know what I mean? Like, USA.
This song was number one in Australia. The album was number one in Australia, and it was at number 101 in America.
Wow.
So,
well, that's the conversion.
Is that the conversion? It says it went to number 29 and spent 13 weeks in the top 40 here in America in 1982, February of 82.
Wow.
But you never heard that.
No.
And that's the only song I had by them.
Crazy.
That's so funny that Christy had this on her list from last week's episode.
That's funny.
Interesting.
Great, thanks, mind alike.
Okay. Or dummies.
How How many more should we play? Because that's going to affect my choice.
We will each play 3 more.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll go ahead and play now what is undoubtedly, if not the worst, in the top 5 worst songs I've ever heard in my entire life.
But okay? You own it and you like it.
Because let me tell you, so it's called Carry the Flag. Here's the, I'm going to make this.
Carry the Flag?
It's called Carry the Flag. Okay. Now, I grew up in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
You know how when you go to certain movie, at AMC movie theaters, they have AMC movie radio or whatever.
Right.
Okay. This song played like 80 times. Every time I went to the movies, I heard this song. And I'm like, there's no way this is a real song. It's so terrible. It sounds like an Army recruit commercial. Like, it's so terrible. I'm like, this is a fake thing.
Is it by Three Doors Down? Because they've done a bunch
of— all of their stuff is like, we love soldiers, join the army. Like, every song. Okay, it's even faker and worse than that. So, my husband at the time, right, we're like, this can't be a real song. But afterwards, they said the guy's name, Dean Justin.
That's almost like, whenever you say, refer to being married, it's almost, I don't believe it.
I'm a lady of advanced age now. I've lived some life. I've done some things. So we're like, Dean Justin. We go home. We look it up. We can't find anything. Finally, we find it on eBay, like the CD single for this. Mm-hmm. And the person selling it on eBay wanted like $20 for it. And we're like, you've got to be kidding. And then finally, we found it for like 99 cents. And we bought it and we got it. And we listened to it. And we're just like, we can't believe it's a real song. It sounds like propaganda.
He doesn't even have like a real name. Dean
Justin. Dean Justin sounds fake too. Wait till you— I'm trying to— I don't know. It's not like I listened to this on the reg. So it's like, I don't remember where the chorus is. But wait till you get— it's even poorly recorded. Like, the backup singer is so loud. And everything about it's terrible.
All right, here
so,
we go.
Okay.
America.
Oh, my God.
I know you wondered about my generation.
Let me tell you, you got nothing to worry about.
Because America's beautiful, we like it here too. Land of the free, the red, white, and blue.
You— listen to that woman, it's so loud.
Like we counted on you.
I'm gonna buy a Chevy truck today.
We're talking about—
we won't let you down. Show us some way.
Isn't that terrible drums machine?
And when to be brave.
Wait.
Keep it going.
Hold on, wait till the chorus.
This is awful.
Of the USA. We'll carry the flag of the USA.
Why is that woman so loud in the
know.
Mix?
You're driving me to listen to Toby Keith.
I feel like even Toby Keith would be like, calm down, dude.
Yeah.
This is almost like a Jesus song, but
that's
like for America.
Right.
Yeah.
Weird.
Listen.
The sailors at
war.
Oh, my God.
They fought for the freedom that we all hold so dear.
That lady just goes, yeah.
We won't give in to terror. We won't give in to fear.
And my mama's smile.
I know. I just can't.
Like, post 9/11.
Yeah. Because it's from like—
they just put whatever on.
Yeah,
that had America in it.
It's from like 10 or 11 years ago. But that's a real song. That's not a parody. It's not a joke.
That's,
like, it's a real song.
That's not Andy Samberg from Saturday Night Live.
Exactly.
Digital Short.
Saying. It's like the funniest non-funny thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, people can't even write comedy that funny.
I used to work in a movie theater, and they would send us CDs, but like, and then they wouldn't send us another CD for like 7 months.
Right, and so you had that like, play so that same play, thing over
so
and over.
We had a wow. Christmas one. For like months.
Right.
Into like April or
yeah.
May. Yeah.
Because every time we went to the movies, we heard the song every single time. And yeah, we're like, God, we felt so bad for people that work there because they have to hear that like on a loop. But yeah, that remains. And we, I own the CD for proof that it exists.
You probably get $20 for it. If you ever want some
we
money.
We were like the balls. We were like, it must be the guy. It must be Dean Justin's
eBay
account.
It was his mom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's—
what's his eBay handle? God bless America.
Justin, God bless America, 911.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm going to play a song, then we're going to move, you know, the song that your dad likes.
Yeah.
Move that up next. Because okay. this is kind of the same sentiment a little bit of that type of lyrically what that guy was poorly going for.
Oh, yeah.
This is an artist. I don't know anything about this artist. Her name is Jessica Andrews.
Okay.
She's a young country artist, because this is from 2001.
Okay.
I think she maybe was 19 then, so you do the math. She's over the hill now.
Right.
And this is a song called Who I Am.
If I live to be 100 and never see the 7 wonders, that'll be all right. big leagues. If I never win a Grammy, I'm gonna be just fine. 'Cause I know exactly who I am. I am Rosemary's granddaughter.
Oh, I totally know this song.
Yeah.
My parents are super into country music. I like that song.
Yeah. So, yeah. So she's 30 now, and you know April.
God,
what an old maid.
She's
doing fine.
What a spinster for life.
Yeah, she didn't want to. She doesn't care if she doesn't win a Grammy. So she's achieved some goals.
Yeah.
And her mom's still her biggest fan.
Yeah.
They play her music. They record it for her and play it right there in the kitchen.
Sell it for $20 on eBay.
Yep. So she was on DreamWorks Nashville up until 2003.
And then now
she's playing some state fairs, I'm sure.
Right.
Fine, having a corn dog and a funnel cake with some powdered sugar on it and enjoying her life.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah. But, her voice, it's funny because, like, her voice is pretty great. It's like, how does, you know, a Taylor Swift rise up and this
and
girl,
she doesn't.
This person could be just as talented. Who knows?
It's true.
So, your turn.
Life's unfair, you guys.
It is. And bullshit. God damn life. Fuck you, life. You're fucking proud, throwing us fucking obstacles.
I can't even deal with all these F-bombs right now.
Yeah, hey, we're explicit here, you motherfuckers. Go ahead. Two more. We got two more.
Two more. Okay, I'll play a real jam. This is a song called Can You Touch Me? And it's from a mixtape that my friend Chip made me a few years ago. And it's a French band called The Film.
You throw this name Chip out a lot.
Chip Pope. He's my best friend.
I hang
out with him all the time.
Yeah.
And also, he's the only guy who's into music because we just talk about music all the time. But he heard this song on the radio when he was in France. And he got it. And it's awesome. And it's the only thing I have by this band.
Okay, cool.
But you can play it whenever.
Oh, my headphones are a little staticky all of a sudden. Is that the song? Okay. Oh, I like this.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
That's a great song.
Yeah, it's a jam. It's great.
That's a really great song.
I've also put it on mixtape since then.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna steal that from
that
computer later.
Do it.
Let me throw out the apologies to what I'm not gonna play.
Okay.
I only have one Concrete Blonde song.
Oh, really?
Joey?
Yeah, oh, okay.
Record. I only have one Blessed Union of Souls song called Hey Leonardo.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that one?
I think so.
She likes me for me.
Yes.
Yeah. I only have.
I didn't know that was a title, actually.
Yeah, it's called Hey Leonardo, and then She Likes Me for Me in parentheses.
Oh, okay.
I only have one Paul Westerberg song. Dyslexic Heart.
That kind of surprises me for some reason.
I know. And then this is a song by a band called King Harvest from 1972. It's called Dancing in the Moonlight. I only have one.
I have that, and I have the Top Loader covered it because I was into them during Britpop times. So, yes,
I like that song. So, so that leaves me with two more to play. I'm going to play. So I'll play one, you play one, and I'll play one.
Okay,
is that it?
Sure.
And then we're done.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a song that I originally heard in a Tom Hanks movie.
Which one?
Nothing in Common.
What?
With him and Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
Jackie Gleason is his old man.
Yeah.
And those two.
Buttonheads.
Yep.
I know.
They don't
it's
have
so wacky.
Anything in common.
It's weird.
So, but then by the end of the movie, they learn to, you know, love.
Yeah.
And this is from a band called The Crusados. And this isn't on iTunes. Kyle actually found this and found it on one of his illegal I'm Young and I Steal Music sites.
I'm Young and I Steal Music.com.
Yeah. And even the MP3 was a little wonky. It skipped and stuff. So I had to find a place where to play it. But this is... The Crusados, I think they're Mexicans. So, again, this is one you'll hear down at the Taco Shack or wherever. And it's called Seven Summers. Let's hear it.
We should take it whenever we can get it. It's in the beat of things. Don't you know that we can make it? Holding hands on the beach, buried in the sand. One more precious time. Will it ever come again?
Sweet jam.
Yeah, I went to their active years were 84 through 88, and Wikipedia calls them Chicano rock.
What? That's a genre?
I don't know. It says here they're from Los Angeles, so you know. They came over the
Sure.
They came over the wall.
Sure.
Went into the sure. Studio. Chicano rock.
That was the first thing they did.
I'm gonna click on Chicano rock. It has some bands listed.
Who else?
We got Sunny and the Sun Glows.
Los Lonely Boys.
Los Lobos is there.
Okay.
And the Midnighters. We also have a band.
What is his accent?
We have a band called there's a band called El Chicano. Yeah. Who's in that? Benjamin Bratt is in that. He's lead vocal. And it looks like Sofia Vergara plays some tunes.
I gotta be honest with you. It sounds like an Italian guy is telling me about these Chicano fans.
Very, very good accent is. Go ahead, you're next.
Okay, for my final choice.
Am I gonna like it?
Maybe.
All right. I think you're gonna like my last one.
Well, this is a good. I genuinely love it, and it's a long title. The name of the song is "Do You Always Dress Like That in Front of Other People's Boyfriends?"
Interesting.
Now, this is a band called Mambo Taxi. I'm sort of technically cheating.
That's very much Chicano rock.
Mambo Taxi.
Yes, the Mambo Taxi.
They were ladies from England in the 90s. This is the only song I have on iTunes. It was the only song I had for 20 years because, again, it was from a mixtape from a friend and I ripped it. I have since gotten records of theirs, so I technically have other songs.
But not in your iTunes.
But on iTunes, this is the only Mambo Taxi song that I have. And it's a jam.
Uno, dos, tres. Like that.
It's a jam.
It sounds like it would be on a John Hughes soundtrack in the day.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Like, before we go and before I play my song and then Kyle will play us out, what is where do we find you?
On Twitter I'm APAPEY.
Okay. At AP.
Yes. And elsewhere I am on aprilrichardson.com. That has all you need to know.
And on aprilrichardson.com we can find out about Go Bayside. Podcast.
That's right. Go Bayside on iTunes.
How frequently do you sit around the desk on the Chelsea Handler show?
Probably every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And you take to wearing a rock t-shirt all
the
time?
I always wear a band t-shirt. That's my thing. They kind of yell at me at work for doing that. But
why? That's your thing.
That's my thing. It's kind of my, you know why it's my thing? When I was 12 years old, I was watching Kids in the Hall, and in a sketch, Dave Foley was wearing a Smiths t-shirt. And I was like, that guy gets it. I'm not the only one in the world that likes the Smiths. Only the only one in my high school, it turns out. But so when I saw that, I was like, if I ever get on TV, I'm going to do that.
Is it a big thought process or do you immediately know the next time? Do you already know what you're wearing?
It's just a matter of not repeating. Okay. I just want to make sure when I'm like, should I wear this? Oh, I haven't worn it yet. I'll wear that. That's as long as I don't repeat myself.
And how many rock t-shirts?
Shocking amount.
All right.
Because I still have them from when I was like 12.
Okay, when I do this Go Bayside podcast, I want to get in that closet and look
around
in there. All right,
you're welcome to anytime.
All right. My next song, it's a song I've played before, but it's a guy named Francis Dunnery. Mm-hmm. Don't know anything about him. I heard this on the radio here in L.A. in 95. It's from an album called Tall Blonde Helicopter. Probably my longest clip of the day, probably about a minute. And let's take it. The song's called Too Much Saturn. Let's take it right from the beginning.
I always believed that if I ran out to India, wore sandals and shaved my head, and used Body Shop conditioner, burn incense like crazy, I could call myself a spirit head. But I only went to India to look on top. I wore sandals cause I'd smoked all my money, and I shaved off all my hair cause I had the fleas. I'd been sleeping all over, and the Body Shop conditioner was a present from a friend, and the incense used to hide the smell of the drug den where I lay. Yeah. And so I ask myself what my motives are for this lying need to look so free. And if I tell myself real honestly, what more can I admit to? Open up a door, he said, I'm gonna find out what I'm here for. He said, I'd find out soon. I got too much Saturn, not enough food.
Anything on that?
I don't know if you want to know what I think of that.
No, it's okay.
It reminds me a little. Oh, first of all, his album looks like it was made straight up in like MS Paint. It's
turn
like,
her mic off.
It's just straight up like 12 point Arial font.
I know. It's, and I just looked him up. He's from England. He's got like 11
really?
Albums. Yeah.
You know what that reminded me of? What was that guy who had, because it was so many words crammed mm-hmm. in there that it was like that guy. Remember that his parents hung out with Sonny and Cher. And who was that guy? Remember that song?
I don't know. I like this character you've created.
No, it's what's his name? It's like Sean something. And he did that like Everything's Gonna Be All Right song. It reminded me of that. And it reminded me of that Tal Bachman song.
Oh, we ended, like, on, we ended on a poor note then.
But do you remember that song?
I do.
Where it's like she's like Aphrodite
Sean
or something.
Mullins.
Yes. Yes. It totally reminds Sean me of that
Mullins.
Song.
I just looked it up. I didn't like pull it.
That's who it is. Or that
That
Tal
makes
Bachman
me
line.
Not like it when you say it's
sorry.
Sean Mullins.
Oh, sorry.
He looks it's like okay. He looks like if Channing Tatum was like a heroin addict and he's like holding on the cover, he's holding like Wishbone.
Yeah.
Wait, how did you hear this for the first time?
It was
again?
On the radio here in LA.
That fascinates
Someone
me.
Someone made yeah. a mistake.
Someone made a mistake. By the way, I like to call him Tatum Channing. Just saying that. I like to mix that up. Well,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to totally shit all over your last choice.
But that's okay because
it's like the worst. It's not Dean Justin bad. It's no. just like I'm not going to listen to
Look,
that again.
That's fine because he's going to play some stuff that young kids like.
Okay, okay.
And thank you for being here. I don't
Thank
know if you,
you
noticed.
For having
you,
me.
You were not called Rachel though.
Not the entire time.
No,
that's
no,
right.
Getting better.
Yeah.
Getting better.
Who did the artwork this week? Because it's awesome.
Oh, the artwork is by Jason Levy, and it is amazing. I just showed it to April, and we both were like, that's right on the money.
So everyone else, step it up.
Yeah, pick it up, you guys.
The beauty of simplicity.
Okay, Kyle, play us out, and everyone follow us at Rock Solid Show on Twitter. Follow Kyle at Kyle.Dotson Funny. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And we'll see you next time. Thanks.
Okay, so this is this song is from the band from the band Lustra from the movie Eurotrip, but they're an actual band and they play in the movie. But Matt Damon actually plays the lead singer in the movie,
and he just lip syncs this song.
And he has like a shaved head and like weird tattoos like on his face and stuff. It's crazy.
He was going to be on this show today, but we ran out of time.
Damn,
Kimmel,
Matty Dames,
classic Kimmel,
another guy who could get it. FYI.
Him and Dean Justin.
I don't like when you tell me all the guys that could get it from you at the end
it's
of the show.
It's hypothetical.
But I had a band in junior high.
Yeah, what were they called?
No Cash Value.
Yeah, great.
On the back of a Chuck E. Cheese token. Mm-hmm. And we played this.
I like that. I like that a lot.
We played this at a church at an after party. They were called Afterburners. Uh-huh. They were after like the football games.
Okay.
And we got banned from playing at the church for a while because of this.
You sucked.
Well, yeah. And but then 2 weeks later, there weren't enough bands in our town, so they had to like
back in.
Back. So So this is Scotty Doesn't Know, and it's weird that this was a song before the movie because like the movie directly references it. So it's weird. All right. Oh, that is not it.
No, that's Frances Dunnery, very popular with April Richardson.
Oh my God, I'm a jerk.
Oh.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday. She tells him she's in church, but she doesn't go. Still, she's on her knees, and Scotty doesn't know. Oh, Scotty doesn't know. Oh. So don't tell Scotty. Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. Fiona says she's out shopping, but she's on her knees. I'm not stopping. Cause Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. So don't tell Scotty. Scotty doesn't know. I can't believe he's so trusting while I'm right behind you thrusting. Fiona's got him on the phone. Yes, she's trying not to moan. It's a three-way call and he knows nothing.